Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
Let's get back to it here on a Thursday on You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetMGM Network. Femi Abebefe hanging with you guys this afternoon. 20 minutes from now, we'll be joined by Nick Kostos with his thoughts on his New York Yankees forcing a decisive Game 3 in this AL wildcard series, best of three, all knotted up at one, of course, between the Yankees and the Red Sox, as well as his thoughts on tonight's Thursday night football game between the San Francisco 49ers and the Los Angeles Rams. And with these two games being the headliners in the world of sports on this fine Thursday, we want to know from you guys, the real ones out there, what's your favorite bet for either the football game or the baseball game? Could be side, total, prop, home run props. You like anytime TD scores, first TD scores. Let us know your bet and why by dropping it into the YouTube chat or into the Twitch chat. And we'll give you a shout out later on at 5:40 Eastern time. But just to update folks on what's happening right now in Cleveland, we have played two now in the top of the third between the Tigers and the Guardians in this winner-take-all AL wildcard game. Of course, the winner will go ahead and face the Seattle Mariners starting on Saturday in the ALDS. But we are still knotted up at zero, scoreless right now between the Tigers and the Guardians. Jake and Tyler, they like Detroit. I like Cleveland as I'm sweating my Guardian series price bet at +105 as both pitchers have been pitching pretty well. You got Jack Flaherty, two innings, three strikeouts. You got two and three strikeouts for our guy Slade Ciccone. Like, both these pitchers seem to be pretty good. Or it might just be both lineups are terrible. I think it's a little column A, column B, probably a little bit more column B than column A, though, as these lineups are just dreadful. Which should make for at least a compelling game, a close game, but I'm not sure a very good game between Detroit and Cleveland. But we'll keep our eyes on that score and what's happening in this AL wildcard game, a do-or-die game between these two AL Central foes. But let's get into our NFL awards conversation as we tackle Coach of the Year, both Offensive and Defensive Rookie of the Year, and Comeback Player of the Year. Now, I want to start, of course, with Coach of the Year. Like I've always said this at the top of this one. It's my favorite awards market to bet into, my favorite market just in general in any sport to bet into because I think it's so fun. But right now, we have a favorite in Indianapolis Colts head coach Shane Steichen, who's not like a massive favorite. He's just kind of just a favorite sitting there at +450 over at BetMGM. And for good reason, you know, the Colts so far through 4 weeks, and if you know they're coming off of the loss against the Rams, they are seen as the surprise team so far this NFL season. Now, what makes the dynamic interesting at the top of the betting market is that we might be headed towards like an AFC South clash here between Shane Steichen and Jaguars head coach Liam Cohen, who is at +650. Now, of course, advantage Steichen for this week in particular, because the Colts right now are 7-point favorites at home against the Raiders, and the Jaguars are 3.5-point home underdogs against the 3-time AFC defending champion Kansas City Chiefs. So like if you were to enter this market and had no money into this thing, nothing invested, you'd probably look towards Shane Steichen, wouldn't you? Just based off of the betting markets for this week's games, what's most likely? Steichen wins. What else is likely? Cohen loses. What do you think happens with those markets? But yeah, I don't want to bet Steichen or Cohen right now just because I think both guys make a lot of sense. And in fact, the Colts schedule, pretty manageable after Sunday's game against the Raiders. They host the Cardinals in a game where they'll be favored. They're at the Chargers, obviously a tough game, but a winnable game, like probably a field goal point spread, maybe less. Then they are hosting Tennessee, LOL. Then they're at the Pittsburgh Steelers, which will be a tough game, but a game that they could definitely win. Like this could be a 3-1 Colts team to where we're talking about at the midway point is perhaps, I don't know, like, is this 5-5 and 3? Is it 6-2? Like, that could easily be where the Colts are sitting at here. So I don't really want to bet against Steichen right now as a guy that could potentially fumble this bag. Like, he's in a pretty good spot right now. A coach that I will kind of highlight here, though, that I don't think has, I don't want to say any chance of winning. I just don't think it's very realistic, especially when you factor in the price. And that's Seahawks head coach Mike McDonald. He is plus 900 right now at BetMGM. The Seahawks are 3-1. They're 3.5-point favorites at home this Sunday against Tampa. That price, very good chance that it shortens based on what else happens at the top of the board. But once again, with Coach of the Year, year-over-year improvement matters a lot. And last year, the Seahawks went 10-7. So that 3-4 game improvement, if you like Seattle to go like 13-4, 14-3, then hey, bet 9-1 on Mike McDonald. I'd probably rather just bet Seahawks to be the one seed, me personally, if you really felt that strongly about this team. But like, if you want to bet some Mike McDonald, go ahead and do that. I just don't think he's going to be seen as like one of those like year-over-year improvement guys since the team was actually pretty solid last year. A guy that I would not bet, but I just want to bring him up because I think it would be pretty funny if this happened. What about Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski? Now, he's 50-1 over at BetMGM. Last year, the Browns were 3-14. So, like, I like Cleveland to be a potential, like, sneaky dark horse playoff team. I bet them at plus 650 to make the playoffs. If Cleveland goes, like, 10-7 and makes the playoffs, would Stefanski win a third coach of the year? Like, that's the question here. Because he won it in 2020 when the Browns made the playoffs the first time. He won it in 23 when they went 11-6 with five quarterbacks starting. Like, would Stefanski actually win this award if somehow the Browns went 10-7 and they made the playoffs? I don't think he would, but I just thought it'd be interesting to bring up here and one that you want to monitor just how people are talking about him. If I'm right about Cleveland and Cleveland ends up being much better with Dylan Gabriel at quarterback, but right now, nothing to do with Coach of the Year. I think that market is just right and we'll see what happens after this week's games. Offensive Rookie of the Year. Another market where we have a rock-solid favorite in Buccaneers wide receiver Emeka Ebuka. Right now, he's plus 250 over at BetMGM. So far through four games, Emeka Ebuka, 8 receptions, 282 yards, 4 touchdowns. He scored a touchdown in every game. Like, that's the kind of guy that can win Offensive Rookie of the Year. He has been really, really good, and Baker Mayfield loves him. Now, earlier this week, or I should say last week, we finally saw the breakout game for Raiders running back Ashton Jeanty. This time last week, Jeanty was around 8-1. He is now down to plus 375 as he tacked on 140 yards, rushing a touchdown against the Chicago Bears. Like, Jeanty was amazing in the game, and now through four games, he's got 2 rushing touchdowns. He has 2 receiving touchdowns. Like, he's off to a pretty good start, you know, and it seems like he's getting a little bit more comfortable now that they let him go back to his little Michael Myers stance in the backfield back there. So Jeanty is a big mover. Another mover that we saw since last week with Giants quarterback Jackson Dart plus 450. Would never bet that. Like, I didn't think he was good, honestly, in the win. They won the game, but he wasn't good against the Chargers. 111 yards, a touchdown. Like, what are you supposed to do with that? And I think there's a good chance that they win again on Sunday against New Orleans.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Is that plus 450 now going to become plus 375? Maybe. But is that smart? I don't necessarily think so, unless he starts to turn into something that we've yet to see, which is definitely possible because he's a rookie and he's only played one game. I just wouldn't be betting that short of a price when, once again, we've not seen it yet with a guy that is just early on in his NFL career. And just as we brought up Stefanski, I think you have to bring up Dylan Gabriel, don't you? He's at 30-1 right now at BetMGM to win Olroy. He's going to make his first start coming up on Sunday against Minnesota. Now, Gabriel's actually already thrown a touchdown pass. He threw a TD pass against the Ravens in that blowout loss in week two. But I think Gabriel, if he's serviceable, I think he gets into the conversation. I don't know if he ever wins just because he didn't get his first start until week five. It's tough for those guys. If you don't start within those first couple weeks, as a quarterback, hard to win that one. But maybe he just lights the world on fire, and maybe he throws his hat into the ring and perhaps has a chance to actually win this award. But Olroy, Abuka makes a lot of sense. I'm not trying to beat Emeka Abuka right now. I might be trying to beat Abdul Carter. I'm not sure. I haven't decided on this one. But Giants edge rusher Abdul Carter is your favorite to win Defensive Rookie of the Year. He's plus 140. That is a pretty short price for a guy who only has half a sack. But I'll say this about Carter, because I know a lot of people are like, oh, Neil's half a sack. Like, what's he actually doing? Like, he's been really, really good. The pressure rate is there. The pass rush win rate is there. Like, he's awesome. And he plays a lot on this Giants defensive line. And this week, he gets to face Spencer Rattler. Like, that's a good setup for Abdul Carter to maybe rack up a sack, maybe two sacks. And all of a sudden, that plus 140 might be like minus 110, something in that range. Guys who I think could take him down, as it stands right now, the only guy that I think that I would not necessarily bet, but I could see beating Carter out would actually be Eagles linebacker Jahad Campbell at plus 350. I know a lot of people like Carson Schwechinger of the Cleveland Browns. He's at plus 550, and he's been super productive. Might be like one of the best linebackers already in the NFL. I have trouble with these non-first round picks. Like, these guys just don't win. They typically don't win unless all the first round defenders are just kind of like whatever. And it's too early right now in the season to say that the other first-round defenders are whatever. So I don't think that you're doing yourself any favors by betting Schwechinger at plus 550 or 5-1 or whatever it is, even though he's been awesome on an awesome Browns defense. I just think it's too early to be jamming those kinds of guys. I'd rather be late to that party, I'll say that, than to be early to this Schwechinger's party and all of a sudden, 7-8 weeks from now, there's a guy who's a first-round pick like Carter or Campbell or a Mykel Williams that is clearly kind of taken over as the guy that everyone's talking about. So Schwechinger, maybe at some point we'll bet him. That point is not right now, which leads me to comeback player of the year as we wrap up this conversation with NFL awards heading into week five. The favorite right now is 49ers running back Christian McCaffrey. He's at plus 150. And McCaffrey obviously has a really good comeback case, missed 13 games last year. Achilles injury, knee injury makes a lot of sense. He's one of the best players in the NFL when he's healthy. But when he's healthy is the big caveat here with Christian McCaffrey. I would never bet that plus 150 price. And in fact, do you really trust him to stay healthy for all 17 games? I don't. And in this market, there are a couple of guys that I think that we should bring up. One that I think has a legitimate chance. One of the guys that we should bring up, just because he had a 2 touchdowns last week, Darren Waller. I don't necessarily think people would vote for him because he's not coming back from injury. He's coming back from retirement, even though he caught 2 touchdowns this past Monday. Shout out Darren Waller, first TD score. But the guy that I think that can actually win is Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott. He's at plus 350. And the way everyone is talking about Dak Prescott right now, they're saying that he's playing some of the best football of his career. Now, of course, Dak missed 9 games last year with the hamstring injury and the Cowboys season sputtered out of control. But so far this year, Dak Prescott, 1,100 passing yards, 6 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, completing nearly 73% of his passes. I actually think right now, heading into week five, because we know this is probably not like a winning award anymore after what we saw last year with Joe Burrow, I think an argument could be made that Dak Prescott should be the favorite to win comeback player of the year. There's people who want to put him in the MVP conversation. I think those people are nuts. But that just goes to show you how well-regarded Dak has been through 4 games. And this Cowboys offense is going to need him to put up those big numbers. I think Dak right now should be the comeback player of the year favorite. And if you want to parlay it with something fun, plus 350 is a bet over at BetMGM. Nick Costos joins us on the other side to set the table for tonight's Game 3 between the Yankees and the Red Sox.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.